This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favor of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase coming Friday. The filing of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday, and today is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh today. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency is gearing up for the polls in the second phase of the Lok Sabha election scheduled for the 26th of this month. The seat is poised for a triangular contest between incumbent MP and BJP candidate Satish Gautam, Samajwadi Party's Chaudhary Bijendra Singh and Bahujan Samaj Party's Hitendra Kumar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by the BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC-ST people. She was holding a public meeting in Balurghat. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader P. Chidambaram said on coming to power at the centre, the INDIA bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakravarti and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel, and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri, for the exceptional and distinguished service. In Manipur, re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of the inner Manipur parliamentary constituency today. The ECI has directed the state election authority to conduct the voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in these polling stations. University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced that four-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidate should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale wherever the grading system is followed. Such candidates are allowed to appear in a subject in which they want to pursue a PhD, irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the four-year bachelor's degree. At present, a NET candidate requires a master's degree with a minimum of 55% marks. Israeli airstrikes on southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight killed 22 people, including 18 children. The Palestinian health officials said on Sunday the first Israeli strike in Rafah killed a man, his wife, and their young child. The second strike killed 17 children and two women from an extended family. The attacks come hours after the U.S. House of Representatives passed $26.3 billion in aid to Israel on Saturday, which includes $9 billion in humanitarian assistance for the Gaza Strip. World Earth Day is being celebrated today across the globe to support environmental conservation efforts. This observance with the global theme Planet versus Plastic spotlights the critical problem of plastic pollution and its detrimental effects on nature. Severe heatwave conditions will continue over East India during the next 4 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heatwave will prevail over parts of Odisha today and over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. The IMD has also said that hot and humid weather will continue over West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka and Kerala till the 25th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.